DOC number is 237-737. How you doing?
How you doing, sir? My name is Luis Quinones, and I am the acting board chairman of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Your hearing is going to be handled today by the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask you to state your full name and ABC number again. I only caught about half that when you first came on, so.
Okay. It's Reuben Joseph Thomas, 237-737.
Thank you, sir. You were appointed for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. This afternoon, we're authorized to have a two-member board, and we have Donald Louis Canonis, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be
going to lead. Excuse me. Is there any way you can move the phone a little bit closer to you?
One second, sir. Let me okay. Break it this way. Let me try this. Is that better, sir?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Okay. With your own speakerphone, the way our system set up, sometimes it's a combination of things. I'll see if we can get away with it this way.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll introduce the board members again. We have a two-members panel this afternoon. We have the Honorable Louis Canonis, who's the acting chair. And my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead.
Okay.
Okay, also in the room we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and also represents the coroner's office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. You remember that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the little paper.
Right. On that form, you notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or pay a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you going to represent yourself?
No, I represent myself.
So I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so firm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, so the hearing will be conducted in two phases this afternoon. In phase one, we'll determine if your terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So
okay.
What I'm going to do is for phase one, I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false.
Okay.
Allegation number one violates the bare one condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 804 North Dobson Road in Scottsdale, Arizona, on or about April 26, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown there, and thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Sir, it's false, but it may seem true to the parole officer, because I did notify him that I was going to go out of town to Casa Grande for another court matter that I had, and upon that, I didn't make it back to the to the designated office.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
When we move into phase two, you'll have an opportunity to explain a little more fully. So at this point, I'm going to go ahead and move forward with the hearing.
Okay.
And go on the basis that you're saying it's false, which that's just a procedural thing at this point in time. So,
okay.
So based on the information that in number 2018W1406, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Thomas was limited as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal race or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canonis. Okay, sir, as we get ready to go into phase two, we're going to get some background information from Mr. Westby. So stay on the phone, and I'll get right back with you as soon as he's done, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On April 13th, 2018, Mr. Thomas was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 19th, 2018 by Casa Grande PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody May 19th, 2018, with an adjusted CSED of July 12, 2018, 23 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2008, marijuana violation, 1.5 years. 2009, drug paraphernalia, 1.5 years. 2013, drug paraphernalia, 6 months. 2016, criminal trespass, 6 months. This is his fifth term in DOC, CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS release completion, 5 months. 2013, TIS release completion, 4 months. 2017, TIS release completion, 1 month. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2017, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G4, V4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Thomas, we're going to go over a summary. We're going to go over a summary of your case supervision.
Okay.
Okay, so for everyone from residence on April 13, 2018, you were released with an approved residence of 8401 Dobson Road in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yes.
But you left the residence and there were no other residence was approved. So let's discuss that. You say that when you called your PO and told him you were going to go to Castleland and take care of some court business?
Uh-huh.
And did he say, okay?
Yes, he allowed me to go out to Casa Grande, and he told me to come back because my court date was on the 30th, and so he arranged me for me to visit him at the office on the 1st. There had been a warrant that popped up on the reservation where I'm from, and I was incarcerated there at that time. I got released from there on the 1st and wasn't able to make it back to my residence or the office in time for our appointment. At that time, I also get my son on the weekends over at 804 North Dobson, so therefore I took it upon myself to go look for her in the city of Casa Grande to see if she's going to come home to fight for my child with me. You know what I mean? I wanted to see if she's going to do the programming with me and stuff like that. And in order for us to get our child back, she explained that she's not. Okay. Ready to do so at the time, so I had gave her like a week. I think I stayed for like about a good week there, and then I questioned her again. Okay. So,
but sir, so this is you got done with that warrant reservation on the 1st, which was when you were supposed to be back to visit your PO.
Yes. Yes.
Because you got out on the 1st, you couldn't get there on the 1st, but it was...
No, I couldn't get there on time.
Okay,
no.
Sir. It was the
19th.
Okay, now 18 days later, you got arrested. So
yeah.
The problem is, for that 18 days, you couldn't pick up the phone and call your PO and say, oops. And see,
I had poor judgment on that
right.
We had.
If you're having custody battles and everything else, abstaining absolutely does not help you.
Uh-huh.
And, it's not something that if they're looking to get you back to custody, it's going to look favorable upon, but you can't tell
them
that.
Yeah, I realize that now.
Let's see what else we got here. Did you have any employment while you were out?
Huh?
Did you have any employment while you were out?
Yes, I did. Out there at 804 North Dawson, I did do some side work. I met with some people over there, and I cleaned their yard for, it's just, it's not like a, like hired on employment. It was only for the certain days. I've made a total of $400 while I was working, which was 4 days.
Okay.
So with that money, I bought me some clothes. I gave him some money for my son's support, you know, to buy him whatever he needed.
Okay.
And I gave my stepmother some money to.
Okay. You were working when you could, right? Because you had to rely on them to send you out to a job. It wasn't like you went out to something.
Oh yeah.
You were building a tip agency. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that's very commendable. I see here that you were supposed to, you were referred to the Gila River Indian Healthcare in Scottsdale for substance abuse counseling, but you didn't complete the classes.
They don't have a Gila River substance abuse in Scottsdale. I have to go to Sacatone, which is near here, and make appointments with the behavioral health, so that way they could. They could set up transportation to pick me up in Salt River.
Sure. You referred to the Gila River Indian Healthcare. It says in Scottsdale, but for substance abuse, but it says you failed to complete the classes. That's true, right?
True. I never started classes yet.
Okay, well, that means you failed. You didn't complete it.
Okay, yeah.
That's
true. True, yeah. I'll go ahead and say true.
But that you absconded before your color was called, so you didn't drop any UAs while you're out. So let me ask you this, sir. Do you have a problem with drugs and or alcohol?
No, I don't. Well, I used to. I used to before these charges, because like I said, all these charges are prior from my son's birth. And after I was detained in 2016, that's when I started going to church and everything. So I kind of dedicated myself to the Lord. And like I said, you know, all of these felonies are prior to my son's birth, and like I said, my son's the only thing that's changing my life right now is.
Okay.
Then, I didn't have nothing but myself to worry about to be responsible for. And now that I do have a life to be responsible for, I have changed my life, and I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to grow my relationship with the Lord. I did make poor judgment because of my prior lifestyle, but I see where I have failed. All this is right here is like a blessing. You know, the more I learn about how I'm messing up, the more I could repent and to try to change it.
Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board member has any questions at this time. Okay, so we're in the end of your hearing. Before we go to discussion to make a determination, we'd like to give you an opportunity to give us a final statement and tell us any other information you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat information that you've already given us.
Next month, in the beginning of sometime next month, because I've already done it when I was incarcerated about 3 months ago. I think it was May something, or no, not May, in April. We telephonically had a court hearing for my son's conditions. And like I said, now he's actually out of the foster home and with my stepmother, so I need to know what if we do have a court case hearing in July. That's what I heard from the last hearing that we had. So I'm asking to be reinstated so I could be there in person. If not, I'm going to have to try. I've been trying to work it out right from right here. I have sent out mail to find out when his next court date is, if it is next month. If not, then I'll, I'm just trying to get everything situated for my son. Like I said, this is all this behavior is prior to his coming. Like I said, now that I have a responsibility, I'll be able to change my life and do something better for myself and for him.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board will be in a discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We want you to stay on the phone and listen to the conversation, but if you think we're addressing you, we won't be. We'll just be talking amongst ourselves.
Okay. I'll just wait till you grab my attention.
Yeah, stay on the phone, but remain silent while we're in discussion, okay?
Okay. All right.
And where's now in discussion? Well, this one is it's definitely unfortunate. It sounds like Mr. Thomas really wants to turn himself around and be able to raise his son. He just hasn't quite got to that point yet, but part of that is because it sounds like he may have too many irons in the fire, so to speak, with the custody battles and the other part, so he might not be thinking as clearly about his release as he should have been. But with the absconding days and the overall circumstances, I don't see him as a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time, but they're all old to meet that even if we did, he probably wouldn't get out much, if any, sooner than his already projected release date. So I'm not in favor of returning to community supervision. I think we should make a good plan in the next 21 days so when he gets out, he can follow through with his son and all that and be successful in the community. But I'm going to have some discussion from my fellow board members, if any.
I agree with you, and it's just down to a matter of days before he's released. So,
all right, thanks, sir. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2018W1406, Mr. Thomas's testimony, the information from the Department of Corrections, I am going to move to revoke his community supervision. As Mr. Thomas was delinquent, violating term condition of supervision, and had lapses without the lapse in the criminal ways or company, and specifically the abscond time, where we really don't know what was going on. So that is my motion.
Second.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Thomas, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. But don't take that as a real negative. The only that looks like 3 weeks left and you're done. And unless you have some probations or something that we don't know about, on about July 12th of 2018, you'll be released. You won't have to deal with DOC. You can go wherever you need to take care of the situation with your son, and hopefully you can find out between now and then when the next hearing is. And if the next hearing is scheduled before your release, I would suggest you try to get a message to the court and ask for a continuance, and a lot of times they will do that if you can't, you really can't get there. But we do wish you all the best of luck, and we do recommend that you really make yourself a good plan for when you get out, what you're going to do and how you're going to go about it, because we do want to see you succeed. And if you have a son that you want to raise, we do wish you the best of luck there. That's a very important position in life, being a father.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, congratulations, because you've got a little son. So
yes.
It's been fairly recently that he was born. So do you understand any questions, sir?
So I'm going to be detained till the 12th, right?
Right, that's the information we have for the release dates, July 12th of 2018.
Okay, that's fine too. Either way, I'm going to be happy because I'll be getting out soon. You know what I mean? Like,
right, yeah.
I wish I could get out before then because, like I said, I do have a court date coming up, I think. I am trying to gather that information.
Okay,
well, now
we wish you the best of luck with that, sir. And like I say, it's only 21 days and you'll be done with DOC, okay?
Okay. All right, no problem. Thank you.
Your hearing. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Bye.
This is what I'm going to